Hi, this is Dina with Family First Care.
Hi, Dina. This is Joanne Watkins.
Oh, hi, Joanne. How are you?
Okay. I have a problem and a question. Well,
go ahead.
About the TB test, okay? We tried to reach out to Quest Diagnostic where we had them done, and they said they don't keep records. The company does. We tried to reach out to the company, and we didn't get a they said someone to contact you. We didn't hear anything yet. How can we get them to cooperate with giving the TB test?
This is Quest, right?
Well, we went to Quest Diagnostic on Rockland Avenue here in Reading.
Uh-huh.
Rockland Street, I'm sorry.
Okay.
And
right.
I thought we all had them done at the same time was in September. But we were just at Quest. I just left there, and they said that they don't keep records there. The company that sent us would have had them. Well, then we tried to call and ask for room and resources. She said, we'll have someone reach out and hung up, never contacted us back.
Okay. All right, I understand. Hold on one moment. I'm going to reach out to Monica to see how to move further, okay?
And I have a question. Do you pay for the TB test?
Yes, we can cover, I believe it's up to $70 of the cost.
Because if that's the case and they're not cooperating,
we'll do it again.
If you're paying for it, we'll just right.
Okay.
We'll just get them done again. Not a problem. But you know, I know they pay for our
right. And just like it's better for you guys to not have to do that again. So I'm gonna find out for you. Stay on the line. I'll get an answer for you. Okay.
Thank you. Yep.
Sounds nicer. And it's very helpful.
Monica is the one at HR. This one is intake for Sean. So many people and names. Yeah, when it's one in, you can't hear, right? Why are we taking off?
Oh, there's a sequel drive.
Mm-hmm. Yes, recess.
Hi, Joanne. Are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. All right. So we have two options here. Either you can get it redone and we'll cover it, or you can try downloading the Quest app. And if you access your portal, you should be able to have all your medical records there.
Right. But we, like I said, we were just at Quest Diagnostic, and they said they have no records in their thing. So... They don't keep them. They said they send them to the company that send us for them.
Right, okay.
We just left there, so I...
So if you don't hear back from the company, that, and I know the services are starting Wednesday, I believe. So
I think,
by Monday or Tuesday, we're going to reschedule you and we'll cover it.
Okay, and where do you send us, like...
We look up the nearest location to your address. It can be a Quest, a Mobile Health, even a CVS.
Okay. Okay, well, then if we don't hear from them, they had already called me yesterday telling me, oh, I hear yous are leaving. Why? Will you talk to a supervisor? And I told them our problems, what we were having. And she said, well, will you explain that to a supervisor? I said, well, in the middle right now making supper, they're supposed to call me back, but you know, they're trying to get us to stay there.
Yeah.
And like I told her is that we do not have any real correspondence with you. We try, we wait days, and we got to contact you 2-3 times.
Yep.
You know, and we should have been going
with your money we're talking about. That's not okay. Yeah.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. So, okay, so then if we don't hear from them by Monday, which I'm only giving to Monday, I'll call you back,
mm-hmm.
and we can set something up for us three to go have our TV test.
All right.
Okay?
We'll speak on Monday.
All right. Yep,
okay,
thank you.
You too.
Bye-bye.